The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com. Our first article today from theteenmagazine.com. I'm not behind. I'm just building quietly. Why social media success can be misleading. This article was written by Hafsa Arif on March 2nd. Progress doesn't have to be visible to be valid. Flashy videos, big announcements, and loud celebrations. Social media has completely changed how we approach progress. The internet has made it all about visibility and aesthetics rather than something just as valid when kept to yourself. And this marketing of achievements puts a certain strain on them. It becomes a requirement for things we achieve to be big and loud and post-worthy rather than just existing. And this cultivates a mindset of, if it is not good for posting, it's not good at all, which is completely ridiculous, seeing that success isn't always loud. In reality, it is a lot of small, quiet moments that come together to form the bigger picture. Private progress greater than visible progress. Private progress will always be the GOAT, greatest of all time. Why? Because visibility is not as beautiful as people make it out to be. Exposure to the public will always have an element of disturbing your peace and giving you stress. When you share your goals or achievements with people, you give them the power of being able to dictate how you feel about them too. And even if you are completely secure and don't feel anybody's opinion matters, it still is something that can affect you when your guard is down or when you feel vulnerable. The aesthetic of success. The internet has an aesthetic for everything. From cooking to sleeping, you will find a visually appealing way to do it all. And that is where the problem lies. The internet defines success as luxury cars, expensive vacations, and branded couture. But this is not what success looks like for everyone. For some, success might be a fridge stocked with healthy foods. For others, it may look like shelves filled to the brim with their favorite books. For some, it might even look like a night in with their family. What really matters isn't how it looks, but how it makes you feel. The factor of external validation. What most of us many times forget is that posting online has a huge factor of external validation. Most of the people that post on social media do it because when other people like their posts, it makes them feel accepted. And while humans are wired to want external validation, relying too much on it can lead to you attaching your self-worth to the opinion of others. It not only weakens the relationship you have with yourself, but also leads to a diminished belief in your own capabilities. The invisible courage. Studying without applause, healing in silence, and working toward goals that aren't Instagram ready also take great amounts of courage. And in my very honest opinion, it requires more courage because there is no one to cheer you on. There is no one witnessing what you are doing. But the results will come. You should have belief in your own capabilities because most of the time, this belief is the only thing that carries you forward. The 1% out of the 100%. Those posts on Instagram or stories on Snapchat are literally 1% of the lives those people live every day. Those things you notice on social media are the best of the best. They don't include the late nights, the early mornings, or the feeling of hopelessness. They only include the result of it. That is why it is important to remember that those people's lives are also chaotic, messy, and imperfect behind the camera. And there is nothing wrong with that. Life is supposed to be messy and chaotic. Because this is what being human is. It is the very essence of humanity to feel like not all things are on track. It is the spontaneity of life, and if we remove all of it, if we remove the zest of living, then what's left? Maintaining a balance. After reading all of this, you might think that I am telling you not to post on social media and keep whatever you achieve private. But that's not what I am saying. In this extremely saturated world, social media can help you stand out in your desired field. And many people use it as a tool. Many people strive to make their social media profiles their portfolios so that potential employers, investors, or partners can look at their wins and see that they are dedicated to their dreams. I have done the same. If you go over my LinkedIn, in my bio, you will notice that I have posted about my achievements too. This isn't wrong. The best thing to do is strike a balance between what you post and what you keep. And most importantly, not attaching your worth to these posts. Because no matter how many likes, comments, or views you get, if you are happy, then it should be enough. Figuring out what you want. Each sentence in this article will only benefit you when you know deep down in your heart about what you actually want. If you are an avid poster, take a break from it for a while. Achieve your goals in silence and don't tell anybody about it. Then, see how you feel. If you feel happy, calm, and peaceful with what you have achieved, then that's great. And it solidifies the fact that you are not seeking external validation to the extent that it weakens the relationship you have with yourself. And if you don't feel this way, that's okay too. Just try to maintain a balance. Post some, keep some private. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com. Snack Smart. Top 5 Healthy, Simple, and Delicious Homemade Recipes. This article was written by Bruno Oliveira on February 15th. Snacking is a part of everyday teen life. Between classes, practices, homework, and scrolling on your phone at midnight, it's easy to reach for whatever's quickest, even if it's not the healthiest option. But smart snacking isn't about cutting stuff out. It's about picking the foods that actually fuel your body and keep you energized. What's the best part? Healthy snacks don't have to be bland, expensive, or complicated. With just a few ingredients and minimal prep, you can make snacks that taste amazing and help you feel your best. Here are 5 healthy, simple, and delicious homemade snacks that prove eating smart can still be fun. 1. Greek Yogurt Berry Parfait. This snack seems like dessert, but it's packed with nutrients that will actually keep you full. Why it's smart. Greek yogurt is high in protein and probiotics, which support muscle recovery, digestion, and long-lasting energy. Berries add antioxidants and natural sweetness without refined sugar, while granola provides crunch and fiber. What you need: plain Greek yogurt, fresh berries, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, granola or chopped nuts, honey or maple syrup, optional. How to make it? Layer yogurt, berries, and granola in a cup or bowl. Repeat the layers and drizzle with honey if desired. When to eat it? Great for breakfast on the go, a post-workout snack, or a late-night study boost. 2. Peanut butter banana toast. This classic combo is simple for a reason. It works. Why it's smart. Whole grain bread provides complex carbohydrates for energy. Peanut butter adds protein and healthy fats. And bananas supply potassium, which helps muscles function properly. What you need: whole grain bread, natural peanut butter, banana slices. How to make it? Toast the bread, spread peanut butter evenly, and top with banana slices. Make it better. Add cinnamon, chia seeds, or a drizzle of honey for extra flavor and nutrients. 3. Homemade cheese and crackers. It's lunchable, but better. Why it's smart. Cheese is rich in calcium and protein, which support bone health and muscle growth. Whole grain crackers provide fiber, helping you stay full longer and avoid energy crashes. What you need: whole grain crackers, cheese slices or cubes, optional add-ins, grapes, apple slices, nuts. How to make it? Portion everything into a container and store it in the fridge for an easy grab-and-go snack. When it's perfect: school days, road trips, or whenever you want something filling without cooking. 4. Dips: hummus, tzatziki, and baba ganoush. If vegetables feel boring, dips completely change the game. They add flavor, texture, and nutrition, making healthy snacking way more enjoyable. Hummus: made from chickpeas, hummus is creamy, filling, and versatile. Why it's smart. Chickpeas are high in plant-based protein and fiber, which help regulate blood sugar and control hunger. Olive oil adds heart-healthy fats. Best pairings: carrot sticks, cucumbers, bell peppers, whole grain pita bread, or wraps. Tzatziki: a refreshing Greek yogurt-based dip made with cucumber and garlic. Why it's smart. Greek yogurt provides protein and probiotics, while cucumbers add hydration and crunch. It's lighter than most creamy dips. Best pairings: veggie sticks, grilled chicken wraps, or pita bread. Baba ganoush: a smoky, plant-based dip that's smooth and flavorful. Why it's smart. Eggplant is rich in antioxidants and fiber, making this dip both nutritious and satisfying without being heavy. Best pairings: whole grain crackers, pita chips, or roasted vegetables. 5. No-bake energy bites. When you want something sweet without the sugar crash, these are the move. Why it's smart. Energy bites combine complex carbs, healthy fats, and protein. It helps keep energy levels steady throughout the day. What you need: rolled oats, peanut butter, honey or maple syrup, chocolate chips, flax seeds, or chia seeds. How to make it. Mix all ingredients in a bowl, roll into small balls, and refrigerate for about 20 minutes. Snack tip. Make a batch once and enjoy all week. Final bite. Healthy snacking isn't about being perfect. It's about being intentional. These snacks are quick, affordable, and easy enough to fit into any teen's routine. By choosing foods that fuel your body and taste great, you're setting yourself up for better focus, energy, and overall health. Next time hunger hits, skip the vending machine and snack smart. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com. Why so many teens feel lost, even when they're doing everything right. This article was written by Janelle Bachmanova on March 12th. Many teenagers today feel like they have everything figured out. We study, join projects, and try to build our future step by step. But even when everything looks right from the outside, a lot of us still quietly wonder if we are actually sure about where we are going. The pressure to know your future. One of the main reasons for feeling pressured about this is knowing the answer in advance. They really do demand a lot from us teenagers sometimes. They want us to make a decision that will determine our future for the next 5 to 10 years. We decide on a profession already in the 10th grade, and even better, at the beginning of high school, so that we have time to prepare a portfolio. People often want to know from teenagers what they want to do in the future, which university they want to attend, and what their plan is. I think that this is how everyone is asked questions about their future, starting from the 8th or 9th grade. In some CIS countries, there are still stereotypes. If you haven't decided what you want to be, most likely your parents or relatives will offer you a profession that they once wanted to be, but couldn't. And if you choose some kind of creative profession, they usually say it won't support you in the future. And while there are teenagers who still can't decide for themselves who they want to be and where they want to be, you should be grateful that you have this sense of freedom and choice. In the future, it will not be your parents who will work in this or that field, but you. So only you can decide who you imagine yourself as. The illusion that everyone else is sure. I decided on my career path back in 8th grade when I watched several travel shows and learned it was a type of journalism. I was immediately hooked. I still don't really know what kind of journalist I'll be, but the important thing is that I will. Yes, this profession is not as new as a data analyst or as stable as medicine, but the most important thing is that I want it. But sometimes when I am asked questions about the future, I still think about whether I really want to follow this profession, whether I really want to study abroad. And sometimes I lie there wondering if this is really what I want. And it's okay if you also think that everything is under control, but sometimes also feel wrong about your choice. The whole point is that on social media, we are used to seeing an ideal picture. Someone got into a good university with C's, and someone has already completed an internship in their future field. But we also don't know the other side of the coin. In reality, maybe this person changed their profession one day before applying to university. Or maybe there are some successful people already working in jobs they don't like. The people you find on social media are already showing you the after, not the process. They don't show how they, too, went through difficulties and uncertainties. The quiet confusion many teens share. But the truth is that many teenagers feel this same quiet uncertainty, even the ones who seem to have it all together. The difference is that most people simply don't talk about it. We share our successes, our awards, our perfect goals, but we rarely share the moments when we feel lost, confused. And that's okay. Feeling this way doesn't mean you're failing or behind. It just means you're human. Sometimes it helps me to remember that the people around you, friends, classmates, and even people you look up to online, are probably going through the same kind of struggle. They might not say it out loud, but they're figuring things out, just like you. You're not alone in feeling this quiet confusion, and it's actually something a lot of teens experience. It doesn't make your achievements any less real, and it doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. Conclusion. It's okay to pause, to take a breath, and to sit with the uncertainty for a while. Growth doesn't happen in a straight line, and sometimes being unsure is exactly what pushes you to learn more about yourself. Feeling uncertain doesn't mean you're failing. It just means you're exploring, learning, and finding out what truly matters to you. You're not alone in this, and that's something we can all remember as we navigate our teenage years. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com. What does Mamdani's victory tell us about youth engagement in democracy? This article was written by Jana Kumar on March 1st. Almost half of the youth surveyed in 2024 believed that their vote didn't matter. What steps need to be taken to push back against this perception? The candidates. Part of the answer to this has to do with the candidates themselves. As the 2026 elections draw nearer, both political parties, Democrats and Republicans alike, are in a race to recruit the youth vote. Insights from the November elections may prove valuable as we look to the future. For example, in New Jersey and Virginia, youth support was strong for Mickey Sherrill and Abigail Spanberger. The New York mayoral election also serves as a powerful moment to consider what factors in a candidate's campaign influence voter participation. The victory of Democrat Zohran Mamdani, the 34-year-old who became the second youngest mayor in New York City's history, is largely due to youth turnout. Voters aged 18 to 29 had the highest turnout of any age group at over one-third, about double their turnout from 2021. The spike in youth voter turnout may be due to a handful of reasons. Two of these are his age and the values he represents. His victory is a landmark for the youth of the city and America. Many young people feel inspired to have someone of their age in office, as it gives them hope that they can also share their voices. Additionally, young people are drawn to change. Many have experienced firsthand that grocery and housing prices are still exorbitantly high. In this context, Mamdani emerged as a symbol of change and a departure from the status quo. The issues they stand for. Furthermore, Mamdani's campaign was centered around quality of life issues, particularly affordability. At a time when the Democratic Party faced criticism for being out of touch with the mainstream efforts of young people across the board, Mamdani's campaign resonated deeply with many, according to Harvard Kennedy School. Over 40% of Americans under the age of 30 noted they are barely getting by financially. Mamdani successfully connected with blue-collar workers, even as Democrats have struggled to align themselves with the needs of this demographic. Methods of outreach. Additionally, canvassing plays a critical role in the way candidates secure votes. In an era dominated by social media and digital interaction, Mamdani effectively leveraged online platforms alongside traditional canvassing methods to reach a wider audience and more deeply connect with youth. In the first few months of Mayor Mamdani's term, he has already signed an executive order to establish an Office of Mass Engagement with the goal of encouraging public participation in civic matters. However, Mamdani's victory is not a definitive telltale for future outcomes. As a senior high school student living in New York City articulated, reactions to his victory felt very split depending on community and background. This observation underscores the fact that, although youth turnout was strong, there is still tension among different groups within the youth demographic. For some, his win feels like a sign that new, younger voices and different priorities are starting to matter more in local politics, the student stated. At the same time, there's a strong sense that these conversations aren't happening evenly everywhere. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.